This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
And I woke up today and found a frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked road, and I get the urge for going, I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. I had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin. And not another man in town my darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down and bully wind rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning. Summertime was a falling down, and winter's closing in. And the warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, all it lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going, they've got the wings to go. And they get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. Ply the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go. she gets the urge for going. When the meadow grass is turning brown, all her empires are falling down. Winter's closing. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is a-turning brown. Summertime is a-falling down.
What a perfect song for this Sunday evening here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. A recording from Mr. Tom Rush, who has so graciously agreed to speak with us from his home this evening. So thanks for joining us, Tom Rush. So what's that urge for going all about?
Well, it's a wonderful song, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's Joni Mitchell. Perfect. Joni Mitchell wrote it. And it's the first song I ever heard Joni sing. She came into a club in Detroit, Michigan, a place called the Chessmate, where I was playing, and asked the owner if she could do a guest set so I could hear some of her brand new songs that she just started writing. And it just bowled me over. I knew instantly that I had to do that song. And she ultimately sent me some more songs, including Circle Game, sure, which I named the next album after. But it was stunning to see this little slip of a girl get up and sing that song. It just took my breath away.
We played her version of it last week, and it was such a delight to play. A listener suggestion tonight. Somebody wanted to hear your version of Urge for Going. So appropriate that we had this opportunity tonight. What's your connection to New Hampshire and the Seacoast area?
I was born in Portsmouth. I left about 3 days later. Didn't care for it. And I moved over to I'm an adopted kid, so I was born in Portsmouth, and then my adoptive mother took me back to Concord, New Hampshire, where my dad was a school teacher at St. Paul's. And I grew up in Concord at St. Paul's. It was actually a bit like growing up in 18th century England, because boarding schools, you know.
Sure.
It was pretty old-fashioned stuff. Anyway, I grew up there and then was shipped off to school at Groton School in Groton, Mass., and then went to Harvard in Cambridge, moved down to New York for a little bit, didn't like that so much. So I moved back to New Hampshire, over to Deering, and bought a place, a house on a hill in Deering, and lived there for about 18 years, I think.
Is that where Maple Hill Music evolved from?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. I had a maple sugar, you know, backyard maple sugar operation going on. And so my company became named Maple Hill Productions.
We've enjoyed playing your music here on the Folk Show, and really appreciate your visits to us here. And right now, because of the COVID-19, we have had to limit our visits from our special guests. How has COVID-19 affected you, Tom Rush?
Well, it's basically shut me down. I'm doing a few shows, but I've had, I think, about 60 shows canceled, which is basically a year's worth of concerts. There are still some happening. Some venues are figuring out how to do responsibly distanced shows. This coming Sunday, I'll be at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, my birthplace. They're only selling 200 seats out of, I think, 900 in the hall. Everybody will be distanced. Everybody will be wearing masks. And I'm looking very much forward to that, because I've hardly ever since March gotten to play for a real audience. They say they said they were sold out, but now I think they've found a few more seats. You can go to tomrush.com, and there are links there to the Portsmouth Music Hall, and another pair of shows I'll be doing, Exeter, New Hampshire. It is on the 11th, and it's two shows, two big shows at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, I believe. Again, TomRush.com has a link.
And what's the name of the venue?
The venue is the Word Barn.
Let's take a quick break and come back and listen to a new one from Tom Rush here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Hey, it's Nick Capodice here from Civics 101 with information on how you can vote in the upcoming election. As always in New Hampshire, you'll be able to register to vote before the election or in person at the polls on Election Day, November 3rd. But because of COVID-19, any voter can now choose to register by mail. Officials recommend mailing voter registration paperwork as soon as possible. For more information on voting in the election, you can find NHPR's voting guide at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Equality Health Center in Concord, offering behavioral health services to help people live their best life possible. Information at equalityhc.org. We're visiting with Tom Rush via Zoom here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Tom, let's play another tune. What should we play next?
Let's play, it's a brand new one called Nothing But a Man. It's an upbeat song, and I think we could use some upbeat stuff about now.
We sure could.
I was a king bee, I give you all my honey. I was a John D, I'd give you all my money. I was a preacher man, I'd lay the good book down. But I ain't nothing but a man to love you, honey. Ooh, nothing but a man, nah, nothing but a man. Oh, nothing but a man to love you, honey. Nothing but a man. I was a jet plane, I'd ride you through the sky. I was a night train, I'd ride you through the night. I was a steamroller, oh child, I'd roll you over. But I ain't nothing but a man to love you, honey. Nothing but a man, nah, nothing but a man. Oh, nothing but a man to love you, honey. Nothing but a man. I was a guitar, I'd play just for you. I was a bass drum, I'd go boom, boom, boom. I was a slide trombone, you could play me all night long. But I ain't nothing but a man to love you, honey. Nothing but a man, oh, nothing but a man. Now, nothing but a man to love you, honey. Oh, nothing but a man. Now, you know a man is just a man. I'm doing the best I can. Working night and working day, trying to steal your heart away. Working day and working night, I'll work until I get it right. So many things I'd like to be, to show you what you mean to me. I was a shotgun, you know I'd shoot my shot. I was a rocket baby, we'd rock it up a lot. I could be anything, but I'm gonna be just what I am. And that's a nothing but a man to love you, honey. Oh, nothing but a man, nah, nothing but a man. Oh, nothing but a man to love you, honey. Nothing but a man, nah, nothing but a man. Said nothing but a man to love you, honey. Nothing but a man, child, nothing but a man. Yeah, nothing but a man to love you, darling. Nothing but a man, nah, nothing but a man.
Nothing But a Man from Tom Rush here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And that's a new one, so you haven't put that down in a record yet, Tom?
No, that's a kitchen table recording. I've been recording stuff at the kitchen table, just me and the guitar. And it's a collection of songs that I will ultimately take into the studio, but they're, you know, basically demos for very important people like Kate McNally.
Oh, Great. So first heard here on the radio, on New Hampshire yep. Public Radio.
Absolutely.
Well, that's exciting. Yay. Tell me a little bit about how you're keeping busy during COVID. I mean, you're not doing shows. Is songwriting something that you're paying attention to, or do you have other hobbies that engaging in?
I kind of envy the people who are complaining about boredom, because I've got so much going on that I can't keep up with it all. But yes, I'm doing quite a bit of writing. I'm working on 3 different books, some sculptures, all sorts of things. I'm going to mount a campaign on a platform called Patreon, where people can subscribe and get a monthly brand new song or a monthly chapter from one of the books or whatever. This is kind of a came out of the blue, but I'd sent out a newsletter, which you can sign up for at tomrush.com. But people seem to love it a lot. And on the latest newsletter, I said, you know, private concerts are a lot of fun. And in fact, I've put up a 2-page primer on how to host a private concert at my website, tomrush.com. And 1,000 people went and checked out the primer, and 600 of them had contacted my booking agent. I'm sorry, 300, I'm exaggerating. So I'm starting to do a bunch of private concerts, which are indeed a lot of fun.
Does being exposed to so many people worry you?
In my case, I had the virus. Back in March, I had the virus. I am now immune and virus-free. I can't give it to you. You can't give it to me. And so I'm not worried for me. I worry about other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wear the mask and I do all the mm-hmm. proper distancing stuff.
How was that for you in March? Were you symptomatic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I was not hospitalized, but it was about 2 weeks. It was about 5 days of getting worse and 5 days of really feeling bad and 5 days of getting better. But I never got the temperature, the high temperature. I never got the cough. It was just feeling exhausted and achy and no appetite and sleeping all the time. But my doctor was keeping tabs on me. I was doing oxygen levels and, you know, pulse levels and blood pressure and sending it in every day. And I came very close to being hospitalized, but it didn't happen. So I got over it.
Happy you did.
I'm all better. The other strange thing that happened was about 6 weeks later or 2 months later, I started getting heart palpitations and wore a chest monitor for a while. And the doctor said, when he saw the results, he said, go to the nearest emergency room and get an ambulance to Mass General. And they put a pacemaker in me. So now I'm even more superhuman than ever.
You know, maybe having this time off of work was your opportunity to tune up and to get your tune up so that you would endure much better when you do hit the road again.
Well, I've got a bunch of new songs that I'm kind of excited about. I think it's some of my best work.
Hey, let's play another one.
Okay.
What are we going to play?
How about there's one called If You Will Love Me that I pair together with an instrumental called Lullaby in E. And I've done it in a few shows and people seem to like it a lot.
Okay.
So maybe we should try that out on your crowd.
Let's do it.
You will love me, golden sand and crystal brook. If you will love me, silken lion and silver hook. If you will stay, I will be your month of May. I will love you too. Thank you.
if you will love me. Southern wind and silver wing, if you will love me. The ancient songs the mountains sing, if you will stay. I will be your summer day, I will love you too. You will love me. Now come the autumn rains. If you will love me, I will bring the harvest in. If you will stay on a bright October day, I will love you too. Cold winds from the north, if you will love me, then be my home and hearth. If you will stay when nights are longer than the days, I will love you too. I already do.
If You Will Love Me, from Tom Rush here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. A previously unreleased recording that has been part of keeping Tom Rush busy during the last several months. Has it been several months, or is that a tune that's older and you just happened to resurrect it, Mr. Rush?
I think it was actually written pre-COVID.
Okay.
But I've polished it a bit. I know a song we should play before we're done.
What's that?
Ms. McNally.
What's that?
Sister Kate.
We'll definitely do that because, you know what, one of our Folk Show listeners, we have a Facebook group. It's called NHPR Folk. And one of our NHPR Folkers, Katie, really likes that tune. So we'll have to play that one. So maybe we could play it. Maybe we'll wrap it up because it's kind of a boogie tune. We could play that at the last of the program.
Sure.
Does that sound good? Great. Well, we'll do that. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Stanton Landscape and Irrigation, Nashua, offering fall cleanups, irrigation winterization, and snow removal services throughout Hillsborough County. More at stantonlandscape.com. Our guest tonight on the Folk Show is Tom Rush. So tell me about your sculpting. I didn't know you were a sculptor.
Well, it's something that's been intriguing me. I've been making little, I guess I'm told they're called maquettes, models for larger sculptures with stone and brass and sometimes involving guitar strings. And people seem to like them a lot, but I don't have any notion of giving up music and becoming the traveling sculptor.
Maybe you could send us a picture of one of them, and we can post it on our Facebook group.
I will do that for sure.
That would be fun. Have things started picking up? I mean, I know you said that your newsletter generated a lot of private shows. But do you feel like you're able to start scheduling again in the near future?
What's mostly happening, Kate, is that shows are being rescheduled. Mm-hmm. A show will be not canceled outright, but rescheduled for sometime in the spring.
Okay.
Other venues are figuring out how to do shows. And I think a good example is the show in Exeter, New Hampshire at the Word Barn on October 11th, where they're going outdoors and they're doing two shows appropriately distanced, two shows for 100 people each. And that seems to be a workable model. If your seating is restricted, do two small shows instead of one full-size show. And I'm all for that because I love playing for people. So any mechanism that gets me in front of an audience, I approve of. But it's a way of doing a safe show. Mm-hmm. It's a very different dynamic. When the audience is spread out, they behave differently than if they're packed together. It's that thing of, where if the person next to you starts laughing, you start laughing. It's
sure.
a reflex. That doesn't happen when people are spread out.
Okay.
So it's a different audience dynamic, but it's still, it's getting to play for people, and that's what I love to do.
When I saw you at the music hall, you had some guest performers. Will you be entertaining any other guests with you, or will this just be a solo show?
Both of the shows at the music hall this coming Sunday and Exeter, New Hampshire on the Sunday the 11th of October, I'll have Matt Nakoa with me, who's a brilliant musician who's been my accompanist for about 6 years now.
He's got his own career.
He does his own shows.
Yeah.
As well, but he'll be doing a song or maybe two during my show because I love to show him off. He is
sure.
so good.
He's amazing. All right, so Matt Nakoa along with Tom Rush at the Music Hall and also at the Word Barn. Now, you said a few tickets may be available for the Music Hall show, which is next weekend, right?
It's next Sunday at 4 p.m. It's an afternoon show.
Okay. And then the Word Barn is October.
They announced they were sold out, but then I think they figured out how to work a few more people in.
Okay.
I've always found, by the way, that sold out is a squishy concept.
Uh-huh.
if you want a ticket to a sold out show, call them.
Right.
And very often people have turned in tickets at the last minute that they couldn't use or whatever. So sold out shows you very often can get into.
And then the Word Barn, October 11th, that's two shows.
That's two shows. I believe they're at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., but TomRush.com knows all.
Knows everything.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, let's play another new tune. What else do we have in our little grab bag of newness from Tom Rush?
I think the other one I sent you is called Won't Be Back at All.
And you want to tell us about that tune?
I think it explains itself.
Okay. You got it. This is NHPR. It's the Folk Show. Tom Rush and a new tune.
The only way from here is up. I run clean out of town. I gotta pick me up and pack me up. Head on out of town. I might go way out west, maybe way down east next fall. And all I know is wherever I go, I won't be back at all. Wherever I go. Love doesn't need a reason, it knows just what it knows. Reasons fitted badly, like someone else's clothes. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, and we don't ask it why. I got a gold ring in my pocket, and the sad songs make me cry. Got a gold ring and there's an eagle on a dollar, and there's an eagle in the sky, and there's an eagle in that woman's heart. Was gonna teach me how to fly. The rains can tear a mountain down, all it takes is time. And then the rain someday might wash away these blues of mine. And it might wash away. From here is up. I've run clean out of town. I gotta pick me up and pack me up. Head on out of town. I might go way down south, maybe way up north next fall. And all I know is wherever I go, I won't be back at all.
Won't Be Back at All from Tom Rush, a new recording that Tom has graciously gifted the folk show here at NHPR. So happy to be able to take this time. Even though it's not in person, we do have the technology to at least have a conversation with Tom and catch up a little bit and tell folks about the shows that are coming up next Sunday at 4 o'clock over in Portsmouth at the Music Hall, the birthplace of Tom Rush. There should be a plaque there someplace.
I'm disappointed they haven't put the statue up yet.
But. Well, you'll just have to make the statue yourself.
Actually, Kate, that has occurred to me.
Okay.
So to go into town in the middle of the night with a statue and put it up somewhere and see how long it takes somebody to say, wait a minute, what's that about?
It'll be the first time this year probably that a statue has been erected someplace.
Yes. I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right.
In addition to the Portsmouth shows, there's the Word Barn shows on October 11th. Those are outside shows, you said, right?
That's the plan at the moment. I think if it's freezing cold, they may move them indoors, but at the moment, it's planned to be outdoors.
A lot of folks taking advantage of the big outdoors with outdoor shows. So, with the drive-in shows and the house concerts and socially distanced concerts happening, people have had to be a little bit creative. And some of these ideas may be, something that will carry over into quote-unquote normal times, don't you think? It's a lot of fun.
I think so. I think normal is never going to be normal like
right.
It used to be.
Right.
So, yes, I think you're right. A lot of the online stuff, I think, will survive this pandemic.
It's been such a treat to have you here and or not here, but to have this opportunity to chat. Wishing you good health moving forward.
And you too, ma'am.
Let's wrap it up with one from the Blues Songs and Ballads album. But before we do, I have a question for you, Tom. Well, do you have any sisters?
I have a sister, Susan. And I remember there was one time when James Taylor's sister, Kate, came to a show of mine. She was, I think, 16 at the time. And I sang Sister Kate, and she thought I'd written it for her.
Uh-huh.
But it was very sweet. But it's not a song that I wrote. It's a song that I learned. And I'll do it for all the Kates out there, including Kate McNally.
Thank you, Tom Rush. You take care, and we'll see you down the road.
It's a deal. It's a date.
Here's Sister Kate from Tom Rush on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Shimmy like my sister Kate, shake it like a bowl of jelly on a plate. Mom was asking just last night, she said, how come Kate can shake it so nice? I said, Mama, it's understood, Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. I may be late and I'd be up to date if I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Now you shake it, Kate. Like Kate, I wouldn't stay home till way too late. Get myself about as high as a kite. You know I'd do it. Yes, every night. And all the boys in the neighborhood know Kate can shake it mighty good. When you're coming through that golden gate, don't want no one but Kate. Shake it one more.
me like my sister Kate. Shake it like a bowl of jelly on a plate. Mama kept on asking just last night. She said, how come all the boys are treating Kate so nice? I said, Mama, it's understood. Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. Yes, I may be late, I'd be up to date if I could shimmy like my sister Kate. When you're coming, coming through that golden gate, don't want no one but Kate. Yeah, better get Kate.
That's Sister Kate from Tom Rush here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Check out our virtual calendar on our website at nhpr.org for not just virtual shows that are happening, but live shows as well. That's at nhpr.org. We have lots more of the Folk Show still to come right here.
A lot has changed this past year, but NHPR's commitment to serving you has not changed at all.
And as a public radio community, we lean on each other. You rely on us for connection, for accurate, independent journalism when you need it most.
And we rely on you to help sustain this essential community resource.
And right now, when you become an NHPR sustainer at $13 a month,
you can choose to give 13 meals to the New Hampshire Food Bank to help local families in need.
Give now at nhpr.org and thank you.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Cushing Academy, committed to developing confident leaders 1 hour west of Boston, enrolling grades 9 through 12 and postgraduate for in-person classes, cushing.org. And Meridian Construction, building commercial and residential lakefront properties for 28 years, thanking healthcare workers and encouraging all to remain NH strong. MeridianNH.com. Say, if you missed our visit with Tom Rush during the last hour, you can find it archived on our website at nhpr.org. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.